With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. In Missoula Friday, Montana's Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines said Senate leadership has committed to
put some kind of a package together of bills, public land bills, conservation bills that we hope to move during the lame duck session. So we'll be back in session in the U.S. Senate on November 13th, and we'll have between then and the end of the year, which will be really the end of this Congress, to put something together.
That could include reviving the Land and Water Conservation Fund, or LWCF, which expired at the end of September. Despite plenty of bipartisan support and progress in both congressional chambers, LWCF reauthorization has remained just out of arm's reach. The fund uses government revenue from offshore oil and gas leases to buy conservation easements and expand public lands and access to them. Many Montanans were discouraged when LWCF expired last month, but Kyle Weaver doesn't sound too worried about its reauthorization. Weaver, the president and CEO of the Missoula-based Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, says LWCF has plenty of goodwill behind it.
They're in those final stages now, so I think it's actually overall moved quicker than we would see most bills move, just because it has a lot of bipartisan support. So nothing that's alarming to us. We're just waiting for it to move through, and I think we're going to see a good result.
Janae Joy of the U.S. Forest Service points out LWCF's legacy cannot be overstated.
Oh my gosh, you know, in Montana, for the 53 years that we've been participating in the Land and Water Conservation Fund program, Montana alone has received over $300 million just for the national forests. We have so many opportunities and many projects are already in progress. So if we could continue to get appropriations, then we can still continue to do great conservation and public access, particularly here in Montana in the northern region.
Again, Senator Steve Daines.
Lame duck sessions of Congress are oftentimes the windows that we use to put together public lands packages.
Dane says he does not think the polarizing midterm election will jeopardize LWCF's reauthorization. Other pieces of public lands legislation are also still in limbo. One measure to pay for an $11 billion National Park Service maintenance backlog remains unresolved. So is another bill to permanently block mining on 30,000 acres of public lands east of the Paradise Valley near Yellowstone National Park. But it was LWCF that brought Daines to the Missoula area late last week. He was there to tour
the Edith Peak Project. And this is a great example of how we get partnerships together to solve some of these issues of access to our public lands.
Montana's public lands grew by just over 1,100 acres with last month's closing of the Edith Peak Project, which is made up of two parcels of land on the 9 Mile Ranger District on the Lolo National Forest. Specifically, the area is about 4 miles due north of the Frenchtown Ponds. Janae Joy of the U.S. Forest Service says those two parcels had a long checkerboarded past.
Yes, you know, it's a persistent legacy of the 1903-1905 railroad checkerboard grants. They got every alternate section. So for over 100 years, we had this checkerboard pattern.
Several years, land transfers, and deals later, these two parcels of land were finally consolidated. Again, Janae Joy.
In 2014, the United States bought $15 million worth of land surrounding these two parcels. We bought that from the Nature Conservancy. And then it took us another 4 years to work with Rocky Mountain Elk and Stimson Lumber to acquire this additional over 1,000 acres.
Joy says that final step was made possible using the Land and Water Conservation Fund before the program expired.
It was crucial, yes. Stimson gave us a bargain sale. They gave us a donation component that Rocky Mountain Elk passed on, but we used $425,000 of Land and Water Conservation Fund in order to be able to purchase those two inholdings.
So what did the public get for that $425,000 investment?
This is unfettered legal public access for the public now.
That's Jennifer Doherty, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation's Director of Lands.
It also means more consistent management opportunities for that national forest, for habitat, for elk, deer, moose, turkeys, and other wildlife.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.